Chapter 16.
The voices coming over the helmet's integrated comm link were urgent and brusque, the way soldiers sounded when they were closing in on an enemy. Leia didn't speak Mandoa, so she didn't know exactly what they were saying, but she had a good idea. It probably concerned the two dead Nargons she and Luke had left outside the turbolift on the production level. And if that was true, she and her brother had about 3 minutes before their pursuers traced them to the infirmary. Next, someone would find two guards lying unconscious in their underclothes, and then the Ormney's entire security staff would be looking for two Jedi disguised in white Mandalorian armor. Leia glanced down at R2-D2. At the moment, his interface arm was jacked into the droid socket next to a sealed utility hatch. The little droid was softly chirping to himself. His single photoreceptor turned toward a captured 2-1B surgical droid who stood on the opposite wall supporting Dina Yuce. Luke had disabled the medical droid's internal comlink, but R2-D2 remained wary and made a point of watching the 2-1B.
"Let me worry about security, will you?" Leia asked. "Just get us out of here."
R2-D2 replied with one last irritated tweet, then returned his photoreceptor toward the hatch. As the droid worked, Leia felt a familiar touch in the Force. Thinking it was her brother, she glanced up the service corridor toward the intersection, where Luke stood, pretending to be a Mandalorian guard. But instead of looking back toward Leia, his helmet was cocked slightly to the side, as though he were feeling the same Force touch she was. Not Luke's touch, she realized, but his son's. With Vistara Kai still pursuing them, there had been no chance for Luke to reach out to Ben. The young knight would probably be worried, especially if he and Tahiri had responded to the Stealth X distress signal. Leia held the contact long enough to let Ben know she was alive, and more or less well, then turned her attention back to their escape. If R2-D2 didn't finish soon, she and Luke might have to start looking for the nearest trash chute to jump down. The little droid spun his dome around and gave an inquisitive chirp.
"About time," Leia said. "Do it."
The raucous blare of an emergency alarm gave three long bursts. Then a synthesized female voice came over the intra-ship address system.
"This is a catastrophic event alert. Proceed in an orderly fashion to your assigned evacuation stations and launch your escape vessels. I repeat."
R2-D2 emitted a triumphant whistle. Leia pointed at the hatch.
"Forget something?"
The droid bleeped indignantly and opened the hatch, then withdrew his interface arm. Leia peered into the corridor beyond and quickly located a wide-angle security cam overhead, then used a silent blast of Force energy to blind its lens. She glanced back to find Luke coming to join her, not quite hobbling, but in obvious pain. His captured blaster pistol was holstered on his hip, but his lightsaber, like Leia's, was hidden safely out of sight, in one of the storage compartments R2-D2 normally used for spare utility arms.